Morning guys, Jordan here. It is now 10 past 5 in the morning and welcome back to another day in the life video, as you've probably already gathered by my little clips of my my morning routine. So yeah, it's 5:10 and due to popular demand, I did a day in the life video before and it went down really, really well. So I wanted to do another one today. Got an exciting day coming up, so I cannot wait to get this content out for you guys. As you've already seen, and for those of you that haven't already watched my day in the life video, I wake up and I set my alarm on the other side of the room, and I wake up at 5 o'clock every morning. And I had to train myself to do this. This is after I read a book called The Morning Miracle by Hal Elrod. Really amazing book. It changed my life, changed how I treated morning. So I wake up at 5 o'clock every morning now. And what I think is one of the keys to being able to do that is putting my alarm on the other side of the room so I'm not tempted to jump back straight into bed. So what I've recorded this morning is me just getting up, going into the bathroom, and what I do is I brush my teeth, I clean my face, I clean my hair, because you saw I had that little tuft on my head. And then what I do is I down a massive bottle of water. Now, I started off downing, I think it was 500ml, just half a litre for those of you US guys. So I used to down 500ml. And that was great. And what I now do is I down, I've upped it to 900ml, which is almost a litre. It's like how big my bottle is. And the reason I do this is because in the daytime, you would never go 7-8 hours without drinking water. So downing water first thing in the morning, it completely fuels your body. It gets all the cogs, all the machinery working. It's like you're oiling your engine. And then by the time I'm sat down here, downstairs, after I've made my coffee, after I've got my food, I'm ready to go. I'm waking up. Talking about food, so I go to the gym every morning as well. I'll be going to the gym at 6 o'clock this morning after I have a little read. But I've made a coffee here. I have a Belvita breakfast type biscuit. It's just like a snacky thing. And then I have a banana. Now I eat these before the gym every single morning, and then I come back from the gym and I have my proper breakfast, which I think I've got like bagels, cream cheese and eggs, which I'm looking forward to, and I'll film that as well. And in the meantime, I have just need to finish off Key Person of Influence by Daniel Priestley. It's a really, really great book, really relevant to me with regards to building my personal brand. It's the 5-step method to becoming one of the most highly valued and highly paid people in your industry. So if you're interested in personal branding, I highly recommend this book. It's a really good one. I started it a while ago, but I've been really busy recently and I haven't been able to get into my reading as much, but I'm forcing myself to do so this week. So yeah, guys, welcome to this video. I'm looking forward to creating it. Just a little rundown on the day we have today. So obviously I'm going to the gym in a moment. But today is going to be a very large content building day. Today I'm going to get all of the content for my social media channels, not my YouTube, but my Instagram, my Facebook, everything else. Like a whole month's worth of content all in one day. And it's all afternoon. I've booked out my content creator and we're going to go and get some crazy shots. So this morning I need to prepare for all of that. So, we have a photo shoot with the car and I want to try and find like some kind of industrious or derelict area. So I need to do some research on that. We've got smoke grenades and things like that. It's just going to be wicked. It's going to look so good with the M4. Then we're going to move into the city. I need to do some work on the laptop and we're going to get some more natural shots. And then finally, we're going to go into a studio and get some nice headshots. I've never had any headshots done, to get some proper headshots made for a web project I'm currently working on. And as I said, this morning I need to prepare for all of that. And I also need to get the car cleaned and make sure it looks spick and span for the shoot, which is going to be at around 12 o'clock. But I need to find the location first. So yeah, guys, I'll keep you guys updated and I'll see you at the gym. It's just past 6 a.m. and I've got my boy Jay in the background there. Warming up on abs. We have arm day today, so it's a bit of a glory session, easy day of the week, so let's get cracking.
Back in the gym, let's get some breakfast.
Okay, that's breakfast out of the way. So mornings for me, they're all about personal development. Early mornings. So early mornings, right up until I've had breakfast, I don't do any work whatsoever. I only work on myself. So I read, I go to the gym, I get myself in check so I'm ready to hit the day full pelt and start cracking on with business. So just before I jump into the shower, because I need to do that, I am just catching up on my Trello board for today and seeing what tasks that my team are working on today. I've also sent messages to all of my team members just to check in with them like I do every single morning before I jump in the shower. Just check in, see what they're working on today, see if they need anything from me first of all before I go out on my business, because the last thing I want to do is go out today, go out on the shoot, and then my team are held back on tasks that they can't complete because they need me to intervene and do something with them. So that's what I'm doing at the moment, and then I'm going to jump in the shower and get upstairs on the iMac and start looking for locations for this shoot. Okay, so I've been on my computer for the last like half hour trying to look for somewhere that we can take the car today and get like this industrial shot that I've envisioned in my head. But I live in the countryside and there's not a lot of derelict buildings about apart from farmland. And then I was flicking through Instagram on a couple of people I know who are into cars, and I saw one of my friend's pictures. And look at this. So he's got his Honda here in some derelict building. This is like the perfect shot. This is exactly what I'm looking for. So I sent him a message, and he's actually told me that this is a derelict airbase called Sculthorpe Airbase, and he's had some really cool pictures here. So I done some research, had a little look into it, and you can see here it's got derelict air hangers. I don't know how much of this will be around, so I'm thinking this will be a really, really cool place to take the M4 today and get some pictures taken. So he sent me over, really kindly sent me over some instructions as to how I can actually get there and where it actually is. Yeah, I think we have ourselves a location for today. So what I'm going to do now, it's encroaching on 9:30, so I'm aware that, I mean, this place is about 45 minutes away from me. I want to get to the shoot for about 11 o'clock, so I'm going to go get the car cleaned. So let's go get that baby washed. What I'll show you guys, actually, before we get the car cleaned, I've got all of my outfits lined up. I did this just after I jumped out of the shower, so I've got a couple of smart shirts. T-shirts here, got a sweatshirt, got a different pair of trainers, some smart shoes in there. I've got my bag and you can see here I've been ironing after I've got out of the shower, which is never fun. Actually, I'll show you this bag because it's really, really cool. It's perfect for vlogging, looks quite nice. And if I turn this around, it is a joint laptop, so a 15-inch laptop in there. I've got my Mac and a camera bag. So it takes all of my camera equipment. I've got my Lumix, which will just fit in. You can see I've got my GorillaPod there. I've got my charger, my battery charger, and then the camera just fits really nicely in this little gap. Really great bag for when I'm going away for the weekend. So you can see I've got a pair of jeans in there, but I can easily fit like a couple of days worth of outfits in this bag, and it's just so handy, perfect for camera, and yeah, it's a really good vlogging bag. So yeah guys, let's go out into the car and get this bad boy cleaned. Put shoes on. Prep check before we go, let's do this. Morning princess. Oh, you want to hear it? Yeah. Do you want to hear it?
Yes.
Okay, so they've done a pretty mean job, all clean. It's looking pretty good, to be honest, but I've got about an hour's drive to the destination. So what I've got in the back of the car is what's called speed detailer, or quick detailer. And what I'm just going to do is just give this car a nice once over on the way, and well, when we get there, so it's really high gloss finish. So let's get underway. Now, unfortunately, guys, I was going to record some footage of me driving today, but I can't, and I'll show you why. When I recorded my picking up the car video, I actually sellotaped my camera and GorillaPod to this armrest here, but as you can see on this interior currently, there's nowhere that I can mount my camera apart from like up top there, but it's yeah, I haven't got any mounts at the moment, so I can't do any driving footage today, unfortunately. But yeah, I'll see you at the destination. Okay guys, so we've arrived at the shoot. I'm with Chris. You've probably met him before. Chris is the photographer that does all of my work and a good friend of mine as well, of course. And we have arrived at the destination for, well, the first destination of today for the car shoot. So what we're going to be doing is I'm going to be driving the car over there somewhere. We are in like some derelict building. I'll see if I can show you around a little bit. We're in some derelict building in the middle of nowhere. This is actually Scunthorpe Air Base. It's an old army air base. Guys, so we're ramping this shoot up a notch. We've got some coloured smoke grenades. Gonna fire that bad boy off. And
ambulance on standby. I'm giving Jordan pyrotechnics now.
Here we go. Right, let's get this.
Go.
Let's get this underway. First shoot of the day done. We are now going to go back into the city, and as I said, we're going to a studio later on, so we're going to go around there, have some lunch, get a few shots, and then head to the studio. Okay guys, just got in the studio, setting up now. Got Chris behind me messing with the lights, and I'll just see what I can show you guys. So we've got a nice white wall background there. Gonna get some nice profile shots for a web project I'm working on at the moment, and yeah, let's get cracking.
Got the smart casual going on, got the jeans and the shirt, and don't worry, you won't be able to see me because we're doing headshots today, guys, so let's satisfy some stuff.
Now walking to shoot number 3, just had a coffee to refuel, and we're going to go down the river. There's a nice bridge, I'm going to get some shots on. I've got another outfit change, got another t-shirt in the bag, and then we're done for the content for the next month. This is where we're going to get a couple of shots. I actually used to live on this river just further down there. It's a beautiful spot in Norwich, brings back a lot of memories. So yeah, what a destination. That's it, we just wrapped up. That is the shoot over today. It's been a pretty long day actually, longer than we both expected. It's just, it's now just gone 6 o'clock. Looking forward to getting back and having some dinner. And I just wanted to actually just speak to Chris on camera, because Chris, I've been working with Chris ever since I launched my personal brand, ever since I started posting professional pictures on Instagram. I've known Chris for a while before I launched the business, and I recognised the need for some truly professional content, and I wanted to do it properly right from the start. And actually Chris is the person behind my themed Instagram. As you guys will know, I go for that black and white with me in colour, and it's something that Chris convinced me on when I first started, and something I needed to do to stand out. I don't know whether you wanted to just share your thoughts on that.
Yeah, I think it's something that, you know, personal brand, we've touched on before, like it's something that you need to create for yourself. You know, like, you don't want to be the same as what everyone else is doing, so we discussed, you know, what can we do to be different. So we made all the photos with the black and white colour pop.
Yeah,
and I think like you've got to create, you know, a thought in people's minds. So, for example, like if you see that photo, you think, "Oh, that's Jordan."
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Because that's his colour scheme. Yeah. And I think if you carry on doing that, you're like, "Oh, what's Jordan up to today?" And I think like it's creating that personal brand, like what you're about.
Yeah, absolutely. Is that associating that theme with me?
Yeah.
So when people see those black and white pictures with me in colour, they just associate it with me. Even if they see other people using that theme. I didn't invent that. Me and Chris didn't invent that. But because I've used it on every single one of my photos. Exactly. And I think it's that consistency that matters. Mm-hmm. And even you don't have to have your pictures in black and white colours. Actually, please don't do that, because that's what I'm doing.
You could have all your photos with a blue tint. You could have all your photos with, you know, a sort of edgy vintage tint.
This way.
You know, you just got to create your own brand, whatever you're about, you know, whether you're a fashion blogger, whether you're into food, like you keep it on brand. So rather than have a total random stuff, and you keep it all high quality, and people will want to look at it and think, wow.
So generally speaking, you'd always recommend someone working with someone, a photographer. I mean you can reach out to people who work in, who are at university. That's an interesting thing to do. I'm fortunate that I knew Chris from before. As you guys will know, well, most of you will, I used to be involved in nightclubs, and that's how I met Chris. But if you're looking for a photographer for your personal brand, you can get people to work for you for free or even very cheap on, like, who work in university or who are at university. They're just looking for portfolio pieces. So I definitely recommend you doing that. That's shoot
maybe
over.
Biased, but again, you've got to like look towards the actual results, you know, factor of it. You know, it's all a numbers game at the end of the day. And I think Jordan's obviously grown so quick; like he's actually overtaken my growth. Like, I'm a bit jealous.
And Chris are on a race to 10k, and he's still got it. So yeah, guys, that's it for Chris for today. He's done an absolutely excellent job. I cannot wait to see these pictures; they're going to be amazing. So you'll catch them. Yeah, you'll see them on my Instagram, and you'll probably see Chris again in future videos. And nearly trip up. That wouldn't have been good for the camera. And so I will see you guys later on this evening. That's a goodbye from Chris.
Peace.
Okay, it is the end of the day. It's just gone 9:30. I stopped off at a friend house on the way home from our shoot, and I had some dinner and had a catch up, a little bit of unwind time. Obviously didn't record that, I just wanted to chill out, a bit of a personal time. I'm now just catching up on messages from my team. and any client messages as well that I need to respond to. I just flicked through my phone to check my Instagram messages and Facebook, and I have a crap load of messages that I haven't been able to respond to today because obviously I've been out and about on the shoot. But all in all, very productive day, very, very productive day, very enjoyable day. I always enjoy spending time with Chris and getting all of my content together, and now we're going to have enough content to cover me for the next, month or so. So yeah, I'm really excited to see that content. And I hope you got value from this. If you are someone who wants to start a personal brand, this really is showing you how you can get all of your content together in one day. It gives you an accurate representation of how these kind of days pan out. And they are long days. It is a long day today. I am knackered, but it's so worth it because now I don't have to worry about content for at least a month. Now, if you guys do, I know this isn't like the usual kind of day in the life video like I did before. If you guys want me to do more meetings and SMMA stuff, let me know down in the comments below. If you do like these day in the lifestyle videos and you want me to do more of them, then do let me know and I'll make sure that I continue doing them. And that's the end of this video, guys. I hope you got value from it. Please do share it with someone else who will enjoy it. And I'll be back again at the start of next week. Cheers, guys.